Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
RedRiverAuto.com.
Zone, Arkansas's longest running midday sports talk show. Coming to you live from the Oaklawn Hot Spring Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort. 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name. Now, here's your host, Justin Akrey, on the Buzz Radio Network.
Feel so unlike everybody else, alone in spite of the fact that some people still think that they know, but no, he knows the code. It's not about the salary, it's all about reality and making some noise, making a story, making sure his click stays up. That means when he puts it down, talks picking it up. Let's go.
Who the hell is he anyway? He never really talks much, never concerned with status, but still even a starstruck, humble through opportunities given despite the fact that many misjudge him because he makes a living from writing raps. Put it together yourself. Got a picture connects, never asking for someone's help, but to get some respect, he's only focused on what he wrote, his will is beyond reach, and now we're on the phone, skill of an artist, this is 20% skill, 80% gear, be 100% clear, cause Ryder was ill, who would have thought he'd be the one that set the West in flames, and I heard him wreck it with the crystal method, name of the game, came back, dropped Megadeth, took him to church, I like Bleach, man, Ryder had the stupidest verse, this dude is the truth, now everybody giving them guest spots, his stocks through the roof, I heard him with S-Dot.
10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain.
All right, well, it only took 2 days. Welcome back in the zone. Moose yelled at me because I didn't pee fast enough. You know what? When you got a prostate like mine, Moose, get back to me.
Sick brag, dude. My prostate's bigger than yours.
Listen, we went through our pet peeves earlier, some of them. I can't wait till we get a new host so we can do it all again. I love to complain about the things I love to complain about. But the listener's number one complaint is we play the open song too long. And sometimes I'm like, look, we're having a really compelling conversation. There were so many times that DJ and I would, like, the song would run out because he would be telling me a story about something or we'd be complaining about something that happened to us or whatever. And the song would run out. It'd be like, oh, sorry. Well, I guess it's time for us to talk to you now. We were having so much fun over here.
Switch it to the on-air stories. Yeah.
Sometimes you got to. Anyway, so our question of the day today, and I haven't seen anything on Twitter yet. I need to double check. I need to check. You can't double check if you haven't checked Twitter to see what people think about this. I haven't gotten any comments yet. You guys are lame. I don't want to be ugly, but like, hey, everybody, can you give me something? What question would you ask Ryan Silverfield if you had a chance to ask him a question to his face? I thought we'd get something funny at least. I'm getting nothing from you people. Nothing, I tell you.
Personally, I always want to know the stuff. I mean, they're going to give good, rehearsed football answers, and that's cool. And there's just no disrespect to the coaches in this, but there's just very little for them to say that's super different.
Right.
You know? It sticks out when it does. But, I mean, I'd want to know the personal stuff at this point. You can tell a lot about a man by his favorite movie, favorite show. What would be his like perfect weekend that doesn't, you know, a weekend off where he's not coaching? What's the best weekend? You can tell a lot about a man that way.
I think it's a great point. Yeah. I would like to know, what kind of movies do you like? Mm-hmm. What's your favorite football movie specifically? I'd like to know what he and his wife like when they go out to dinner. Who picks and where? What kind of restaurants do you guys choose first, genre wise? Like, what's your go to fare?
Yeah.
Italian, like, steak, barbecue. What are you doing?
I like knowing, too, outside of, like, fun, favorite-y things, I want to know, like, fandoms, too. Like, what are you super into? Do you collect anything?
Yeah.
I love that, knowing that about people. I love knowing, you know, what random sports team do you follow?
Like, if he came out and said, I'm really into anime, you think that would freak people out?
It shouldn't, but it would. I'm not one to judge based off just, like, a hobby, unless that hobby is, like, you know.
Real weird.
Detrimental.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dangerous or illegal?
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, dude likes anime. I think that would make him a more interesting, well-rounded person.
He'd become like Christian's favorite coach in Razorback history if that happened.
I saw that. I saw the background on his iPad the other day.
Yeah, he's a big anime guy. He gets irritated with me because he makes me... I'm a rube because I don't get it, but I've gotten over... I'm getting better. I shouldn't say I'm gotten over. I've gotten better about not. I don't want to say being unkind about being unkind, but I am more, as I've gotten older, and a lot of people go the other way. As I've gotten older, I have become more understanding and appreciative of the differences, because homogenous is so boring.
Especially one that wouldn't affect you or work its way into your relationship with that person at all.
Right. And sometimes I'm very flabbergasted by things that people are into or don't like or have never seen or never done or never eaten. But at the same time, I'm like, cool, that's fine.
It doesn't affect me none.
Nah, that's exactly right. I mean, here's the deal. People are like, well, it doesn't affect me, so I don't care. I'm like, yeah, well, that's our entire show. Like, 90% of what we talk about is not really that important. That's why I like it.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about things that actually matter. I'm on the wrong station for that.
I'm not the voice for that either.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Okay, I'm at the wrong pile here. There we go. All right, you want to start with some more death news in the entertainment report? We already talked about two NBA players that passed away yesterday.
Two down, keep them coming, I guess.
Yeah, I hate this, but this is a big loss. This might be the biggest loss in the last 10 years for me. I am very, very upset.
Today's entertainment report is brought to you by Bell & Sword Gentlemen's Clothing in Conway. Check them out on Facebook and Instagram, or stop by Bell & Sword's new and larger location at 1011 Oak Street.
You knew him, you loved him, and you'll miss him.
I actually don't know who you're talking about.
Ogre from Revenge of the Nerds has passed away.
I did see that one.
The actor's name, Donald Gibb. His son, Travis, says that he passed away due to some health complications. Don't we all? Says he died at his home in Texas. Seems like a Texas guy. Big, burly, loud, bully, noxious. At least he's an actor. Death was not sudden, apparently. He'd been battling some ongoing health issues. Anyway, RIP to Ogre from Revenge of the Nerds.
The second Revenge of the Nerds we've lost this year, right? The main nerd.
Yes. Yeah, that wasn't too long ago.
Carradine. Robert Carradine.
Yes.
Yep.
This does not affect those who are in relationships and or married. However, update on Bumble, which I never got on the dating apps. I certainly don't begrudge those who do. However, I always like the concept of let her choose you. It takes a little bit of the pressure off. We chase our whole lives as males. It's in our DNA. To have somebody go, you know what, you're all right.
Well, and you throw it out there, right, too? Don't you just be like, I'm here if you want.
And then she's like, sure, you're not terrible.
I dig that.
I think that's right. I never was on Bumble, but that's what I understand. Anyway, Bumble's removing its signature swiping feature and women message first requirement as the CEO pursues AI-driven changes to combat user fatigue.
You know, that the only thing that separated them from the others?
You know, there's no A or I in love that I'm aware of. I'm not great at spelling, but tell me, Moose, am I missing something?
Live.
So, more on the story here. The dating app is testing an AI assistant called B-E-E. That's creative. That conducts onboarding interviews and recommends matches based on values, relationship goals, and lifestyle preferences. Listen! We're just trying to find somebody we like that we think is hot. Calm down? You're making this way too difficult.
This is so sad. You're essentially having two AIs talk to each other for you.
Yeah.
You're not even doing the talking
then. Yeah.
That's absurd.
Wolf Herd explained. That's the CEO. Whitney Wolf Herd.
Oh, God. I thought it was Wolf was the first name.
No, last name. Explained users feel exhausted and believe swiping has degraded their love lives. I don't think that's true at all. No, I don't know because I've never done it, but the women first messaging rule will also disappear. I will tell you this. One time, a former coworker of mine let me get on his Tinder. And so, I started swiping for him. Very entertaining, I got to tell you.
It's probably a little addicting.
Yeah.
There's something to be said for, like, why
there's
not?
A, there's
why
a
not?
Little bit of a, what's the chemical that you get?
Serotonin.
Serotonin. You get a little rush.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even for me. It was for someone else.
Yeah.
I think it was pretty funny. Yeah.
I did that to a buddy and ended up accidentally swiping on some that were not in his range, we could say.
Age? Demo? What?
All of the above.
Too tall? Gotcha.
One of them was way too short.
Whoa!
Not that that's a deal breaker.
How tall is this guy?
Way too short.
What do you mean, way too short? Oh, okay, way too short. I'll just leave it at that. We'll move on. I don't even want to know. You know what? I don't want to know.
One of them had more testosterone than he was interested in as well, apparently.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you gotta listen. Everybody's got their person. I do not like the Beach Boys. I told you. I do like the Beatles. The song's only in one ear. Oh, there we go. There's the rest of it.
Children at your feet.
The very beginning of that, it came in the left ear only, though. Mostly. The Beatles were ahead of their time, buddy. A new Beatles museum will open at 3 Savile Row in London. The legendary Apple Corps headquarters, where the band recorded Let It Be and performed their final rooftop concert in January of 69. It's 1969 to you and me. The Beatles at 3 Savile Row features 7 floors of never-before-seen archival material, rotating exhibitions, a fan store, and recreated recording studio. Paul McCartney said visiting brought back special memories within the walls, not to mention the rooftop. Ringo Starr called it like coming home. Additional details and a second planned experience will be announced soon. Now that is something I would put on my have-to-do list if I go to London.
And it's London, not Liverpool? You said specifically just because
they had some history there, yeah. I've never been to London.
Have you been? No.
I would like to go.
Liverpool is my soccer team. Nobody cares about soccer. I get it. But that's my soccer team. So I'm going to get over there eventually.
How do you pick a team?
I just picked it growing up. There's a player I liked that played for him when I was a kid and just stuck with him.
Who was it?
Steven Gerrard for Liverpool. Yeah. Stevie G.
Is he still playing?
No, he's very old.
Is he dead?
He is alive.
Okay. Well, when he dies, we'll be very sad.
The Beatles biopics, are you pumped about those? I think that's going to be awesome.
The 4 of them?
And then they do one together, right?
Oh,
after.
Okay.
I think so.
All right.
I think that's right.
I'm excited about that. Yes, I will watch that for sure. I think we should go over to London sometime and do a show. We could do the show from there.
Done.
I will need an on-site producer, so you have to come with us.
Oh.
And then we'll go to Liverpool and catch out a soccer game.
And then we'll see a Jaguars game, because they're always there.
That's a great point. Yeah. Very good.
We need a hog to get to end up in Jacksonville sometime soon.
Well, we have Cam Little, right? Cam Little, the kicker?
That's right. Yeah,
yeah.
Perfect.
We already have one.
Right, we'll do an in-depth piece on him.
We'll be going.
Let's
plan it. I don't know when this Beatles thing's open, but when it is, we're going. Buc-ee's is making major expansion plans. You already know they're coming to Benton, Arkansas. But they're apparently opening locations in 6 U.S. states this year. 6 new ones. First 2 locations, Goodyear, Arizona, and then the one in Benton are set to open later this year. Every time I drive by it, I'm just like, wow, they made a huge amount of progress. And oh my gosh, there's a lot of gas pumps.
It's got to be like the same people doing it everywhere. So it's like nothing to that,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. It's just like wash, rinse, repeat.
Mm-hmm. When I was in college, the Taco Bell burned down on 6th, or I guess it was 6th then. It's MLK now.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. It was up within not even 3 weeks.
No way.
Dude, it was nuts. And we even kind of noted, like, wow, this is fast. And then they did a report on it, and it was found out it was one of the top, like, 5 grossing Taco Bells in the nation. So that's why.
You're like, we got to get this one up.
What's a college town? Yeah,
throw money away. Yeah. Late night chalupas, man. Hard to beat. What's your go-to late night Taco Bell order?
Cheesy Gordita Crunch.
Cheesy Gordita Crunch.
CGC. That might be the best fast food item of all time.
I'm a chalupa guy. It soaks up the booze. It's got protein in it. I love it.
The Gordita Crunch has the soft shell and the hard shell. So you're getting that.
I'm not a big hard shell guy.
It's the sauce, dude. It's the sauce.
We had Taco Tuesday last night at the house. I'm soft guy. Shell-wise.
Bet you are.
Mm-hmm. They have medicine for that. Locations in Wisconsin, Kansas, and Louisiana are expected in 2027, and the company plans to expand to North Carolina in 2028. I wonder if their goal is eventually to be in all 50, or if that's too much. Like, I think about Iowa, big truck stop state. I-80 is huge. I-35 is big. I would think that they would want one soon, if they don't have one. I don't think they have one yet.
They're interesting that they put up their billboards so far away. I find that really interesting.
Listen, I will hold out 280 miles for a Buc-ee's brisket sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Or one of their breakfast sandwiches are my favorite.
Well, and it's the best to just kind of mosey in. And you know you're getting a clean bathroom.
Here's my only problem with that. I am very much the we got to get there guy. And I hate hanging out. So I'm like, my family growing up, they knew. Not when I was a kid. As an adult, my children. They know we are a NASCAR pit crew for the next 3 minutes. And I had my oldest son would always say, I don't have to go. I'm like, get out of the car. Go to the bathroom. I don't care if you stand in front of the urinal for 30 seconds. Just go do it. It'll make me feel better.
Well, otherwise, we're going to stop again in 30 minutes, and that's going to really piss you off. Yeah.
No pun intended. I'll tell you this right now. Parker is 27, I think, now. He's 26 this year.
It's hard to keep up with, man. Changes every year.
26 this year. He never once asked to stop to go to the bathroom in any of our road trips, ever. Never.
Not
so,
me.
He really didn't have to go the whole time.
I got a tiny little baby girl bladder, man. It is. I'm always stopping.
I am like, I want to get there as fast as possible. Like, when we go to Orange Beach, the goal is always 8 hours flat.
Whatever Google says, I want to beat by at least 20.
Well, it depends. If it's an 8-hour drive, yes, 20. If it's a 2-hour drive, it's hard to beat it by 20.
Fair.
But, yes. NBC's officially ordered a primetime game show. This is so crazy to me. And I'll tell you the crazy part in a second. Based on the popular New York Times puzzle, Wordle. Do you Wordle?
I do.
I love Wordle. Every day?
I do Wordle, Nerdle, Quirtle, and Octurtle.
Every day?
Yeah, before I go to bed.
Do you do the B thing with the letters where you try to make as many words as you can or whatever it's called?
You got to pay for that for the like Prime version or whatever. But I'll go in and I'll try to just get the main word, the big one, and then move on.
Well, they're going to do a TV show on it based on the puzzles, and Savannah Guthrie is going to host the series. I'm like,
she got some stuff going on.
She
right
just
now,
went
man.
Back to work. Yeah. Like, we're going to put a whole new game show on her now. It just seemed like a really odd choice to me. Jimmy Fallon's the executive producer, so there's one more reason to hate it.
That's one we can agree on. Not my favorite.
I do not like Jimmy. Jimmy Kimmel all day over Jimmy Fallon.
Fallon has to insert himself into whatever it is all the time.
I wish Fallon would only do skits and musical things, because he's really good.
Let his people be funny on the side, too, though.
Like, he's so not funny when he's interviewing people. It's so nice.
Oh, what?
I can't stand it.
Hey, that's another question for a coach or somebody that you'd like to know more about. What game show do you think you'd be best at? I think that's a great one.
We should write these down. And I'm just going to rapid fire them all at Ryan Silverfield tonight until somebody says, hey, I got a question about football. Who cares? We've asked him to death. And by the way, he'll be at SEC meetings in a couple weeks, and then he'll be at SEC Media Days in a month. Who cares?
Answering the same question.
Give me a break, folks. SI revealed their 26 swimsuit cover models. Some obvious, some surprising, some shocking.
I heard about one that I was a little surprised by.
Well, Alex Earle, who is the woman that was photographed hanging out with Tom Brady one night, I was like, oh, they're a new couple. She is very, very
blonde.
Talented. But the two that surprised me, one's shocking, is Hillary Duff. Which I haven't seen Hillary Duff do anything in a while. But how about Tiffany Haddish, who I think is a great comedian and actress?
Not known for that, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Listen, that lady is fit. I was very impressed. So kudos to all of them. But anyway, that's out. I remember being a kid, and my dad was a Sports Illustrated subscriber. And you would always read Rick Riley at the back.
Dude, yes.
And then you would always, like, really wait on pins and needles with bated breath for the swimsuit edition. And then that would disappear from Dad's possession for some time. I'm like, look, dude, you can buy Playboy, okay? I'm 14. This is as good as it's going to get for us. Yeah, so leave us alone.
I still remember the orange bikini one. I don't know her name, but that's the
Kathy
one
Ireland.
That just stuck out.
I don't either.
Head.
Can't remember.
No, it was newer than that.
Newer than Kathy Ireland?
Yeah.
That was when I quit looking at it, I think. I don't look at it anymore, but it was a thing when I was a kid. That was like the ultimate, man.
Speaking of Tiffany Haddish real quick.
Kathy Ireland and Elle McPherson, those were the two big ones when I was a kid. Oh, and was Carol Alt on there? I think Carol Alt was involved in those.
Oh, I don't even know that one.
Yeah, anyway, go on.
If you're a fan of hers, and you said Kimmel. She told a story on Jimmy Kimmel a few years back about going on a fan boat tour with Will Smith.
I've heard of this one.
It is
hilarious.
Hysterical.
Yeah,
and it's funnier probably than anything she's done in any movie. Like, no disrespect there.
I will say this.
Don't hate her, but it was so funny.
Back in the day before, and I don't take stuff. This is a terrible story, but I'm going to tell it to myself. Back in the day before all the theaters sold alcohol, and I don't like to go to the movie theater and drink a beer now even, and I like to drink beer, but like
I got
to
pee too much. I don't want
to
do that.
Well, it's not that, but I'd like to drink soda or water and eat my popcorn. I don't need alcohol for everything. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's one of those things. But for some reason, we decided we were going to take some vodka in to watch Girls Trip. And I got to be honest, it was one of the best decisions I ever made.
It's a good movie.
It really was. Funny. And it was really fun with a couple of cocktails. It was pretty hilarious.
With or without booze. It's
solid. That's a good one.
Are you a, we don't have to, if this is admitting to too much of a crime, are you like a sneak in
nope.
something every time?
Nope. I don't sneak in candy. I feel like I appreciate, I know it's expensive, and I know that the markup, the movies are not, like, making a lot of money. They make their money on concessions. I do not at all mind paying for, you know, $12 for a box of candy or whatever it costs. Look, it's a $75 outing every time you go. It just is what it is. I can survive. And the thing is, you know, if there was a point where I'm like, I got to tighten the belt, like, I'll just wait until it comes out on streaming, I guess. But I like going to the theater. I love the experience. Ever since I was a little kid, it was one of the very, very great things of my life. And when my parents were divorced, when they were trying to buy our love, mm-hmm. going through their divorce, my dad would take us to a movie basically every weekend he had us. And so we saw so many movies.
And it's such a chill way to just be with the kids. You don't have to really work too hard at
it. Dude, and here in Arkansas, when it's 105 out, like, you're in the really cold air conditioning. You're eating popcorn that's awesome. It smells good in there. It feels good. You're popping some, you know, peanut M&Ms while you're watching it, or regular if you prefer.
That's the other question to ask him. Go-to movie snack.
Yeah.
Movie theater snack.
Okay.
I'm an icy guy.
Oh, my God. He's going to hate us. I think we need to schedule an interview with him and just ask him all the questions we want to ask him outside of football, and maybe not fire him at him at a media gathering today as he meets with fans.
I don't know. You're the boss.
I think the other media people get pissed at me if I ask him a bunch of questions that we want to know about. What are your favorite pizza toppings? Because I'm curious about all these things.
Yeah.
I think that tells you a lot about a guy.
For sure.
Because if he tells me pepperoni, he may be a good sturdy American. If he says pineapple and ham and sauerkraut, he's a Hawaiian guy, I might have a little different feel.
Is that a no-no for you?
I will eat any piece of pizza on earth. Would I ever order that? Never.
All right, fair enough.
I don't like pepperoni that much either. There's a weird fact.
I go, obviously, Canadian bacon.
I'd much rather have Canadian bacon and sausage and some mushrooms than have... I think pepperoni's overrated. But I'll eat pepperoni just fine. Anyway...
How did it become the default to pizza?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Big pepperoni.
Every kid I know eats either cheese or pepperoni only, or both.
Yeah.
I don't know. How do you feel about Weird Al? Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Huge fan. Okay. Probably the artist I've seen most live in my life, actually.
You've got to be kidding me.
It just kind of worked out that way, but also, yes. First time I ever saw him, we were on vacation in Winnipeg, where I'm from, in Canada. Okay. He just happened to be there, so I saw him there for the first time.
He seems like a guy that would be huge in Canada. Seems like the right kind of humor for Canadians. Not that I know anything.
The people love him.
I love him.
Me too.
I'm a huge fan. I've seen him multiple times.
Yoda is an all-timer.
You know, Maddox and I, we used to do this thing called Christmas Karaoke. And Maddox was a little kid, and he came and he sang the Yoda parts in Yoda.
Hell yeah. That's such a good one.
It was really fun doing it. That was one of my favorite moments as an adult.
Carbonated soda.
Feel free. Anyway, he's headed to a stage near you in a new musical. Producers announced on Tuesday, May 12th, that Dare to be Stupid, the Weird Al musical, is currently in development. We will be going.
Hell yeah.
Featuring songs from his decade-spanning catalog and an original story co-written by Yankovic alongside a couple of other people you probably don't know. Tony Award winner Alex Timbers is attached to direct. The musical takes its title from Yankovic's 1985 album signature song. It will include tracks that help make the comedy icon one of the biggest enduring parody artists. White and Nerdy, Amish Paradise, Eat It, Smells Like Nirvana. If he busts in Yoda, it'd be really good. He's 66 now.
He's one of those, like, all-time kind of universally beloved type dudes.
I agree.
Just, you know, could not do anything wrong. He's like the Steve Irwins and the Mr. Rogers. He's that kind of guy. Yep.
Yes.
Not filthy, family-friendly. Yep.
Right.
Everybody loves him.
Yep. The one thing people always say about Broadway is that it's severely lacking in Weird Al-based entertainment, he says. And I think this musical should fix the problem immediately. Well, we're going.
I wonder if we can work in a whole 11-minute Albuquerque one.
We're going to get Dina McCormick up here in the next couple of weeks. Make sure we mention to her that Robinson needs to book a run of Weird Al's musical if, in fact, he gets it together in the not-too-distant future.
He's the man. And he's been to Robinson. I saw him there, too.
Where did I see him last? I think we saw him at Simmons last
Simmons
time.
A couple times, yeah.
Paul McCartney turned down, apparently, going back to the Paul McCartney for a minute, turned down an offer to be roasted on Netflix before producers selected Kevin Hart. So not only was Kevin Hart, is he not funny... and they had to bring in people who actually don't like him to roast him, but he wasn't even their first choice. Admittedly, I don't think Paul McCartney would have been a great roast. How can you say anything about Paul McCartney that isn't wonderful?
And he hasn't had enough, like, not controversy, I guess is the, but he hasn't had enough outside of just kind of being a music guy.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing to really hit him with personally too much.
He's probably been busted with weed a couple of times. And
he among us?
May or may not have been dead, according to one record played backwards. Anyway. Well, I'm actually glad they didn't do that, but. Okay, we need to get to birthdays, so.
Oh, is it right now? We can yell at him.
Time to lose.
I appreciate you continuing to hype me on this.
Listen, until you lose, I'm going to hype you.
All right.
Now listen, you may be 500 after today, but I like your chances.
Instantly changes.
It does. Right now, Moose is batting 1,000 on birthday trivia. He is one for one. One for one. By the way, today is National World Cocktail Day. I could have asked that as a backup question. What is... Oh, look at you. You already got your graphic built. Yeah, big time on top of it. What a show off.
Look at this guy.
I know. He's very impressive, huh? What an addition.
Man, it's beautiful, man. It's beautiful.
Loves Weird Al.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't go wrong with
Weird Al. And he likes anime okay.
There you go.
You're hot.
A little hot?
How are your ears? No, you're good.
Oh, I can't hear a squat right now. Give me a little bit more. A little bit more?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
That'll work.
Hey, put them on your head. Try that.
You know, it's just, you know.
You're so cool. I got style.
I am.
Yeah. All right.
No,
so,
sorry. To clarify, I'm not an anime guy. I just don't hate on someone who is an anime guy.
Okay, thank you.
There you go. Good job.
World Cocktail Day. What's your cocktail go-to if you have to have one?
Ooh, dude, I've been on a kick lately of Kentucky Mules.
Okay. A whiskey mule.
Yep.
HB doesn't drink. He just works out twice a day.
No, I got one. Strawberries and cream muscle milk. How about that?
Yeah. See? Okay, there you go. There's a man.
Yeah, that works.
I see
you
it.
Put vodka in that. Pretty good. Or rum.
I don't think
either
I'm going to go there, Rob. Won't do well for my stomach at 5 a.m.
No, that'd probably be bad. You definitely should not be drinking at 5 a.m., I'll give you that.
Has he ever asked you to take your shirt off in the studio yet?
You know what? I don't think so. Not yet. Not since we've had the cameras.
When we were in Mexico recently, we do stupid things.
I can see that.
There was an espresso martini run that was involved. But I was getting tired. I was trying to stay up for the Lakers game. I was pretty beat. Been a long day. We've been up since like 7 a.m. And so
I'm tired. Better get some alcohol in
there.
I know, right?
But we already had plenty of that. But we were in the sports bar,
right?
And we started talking about push-ups.
That's
but I'm like, I'm going to do some push-ups to try to wake up. So I rattled off like 42 of them, which is the most I think I've ever done. Now, I could have done a few more, but not many more.
Yeah.
And my buddy was like, I thought you'd do 75. I'm like, that's a lot. What's the most push-ups you've ever done?
In a row?
Consecutively.
Probably like 115.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Prove it. So many.
Yeah.
Prove it.
It's really not that hard.
I believe you can do that.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, the first gap, you know, 50, I can knock out 50 easy. Like
but
50
I'm talking
easy.
About no rest.
No
like
rest.
Right
115.
Together.
It was about 115, 116. I would have to try it again to see. Because I think the last time I actually tried to max out push-ups, it was here, actually. Yeah. But it's been a while.
That's impressive.
But I think I can get I think I can get 100 again.
If you want some tickets to go see the Pulaski County Fair, this is family friendly. You should bring your kids.
Oh, nice.
What did Susan tell us? We're going to have like an alpaca or something. They were going to have some weird animal.
Yeah, something you
it was
can
something
pet.
Else. Yeah,
you
lots
can pet
of stuff.
Somebody
you can
down
pet.
There.
You can pet a moose. But
hey,
didn't touch him inappropriately.
That'll cost you extra.
Just a couple bucks.
501-661-1037. Free tickets to the fair. It starts this Friday and goes 9 days. I think she said.
Birthday Trivia in the Zone is brought to you by Brewski's Pub and Grub. Your home for lunch, happy hour, and late night. With locations in Little Rock and North Little Rock. Come get your grub on.
A little inside baseball here at the Buzz. We have a new operating system that we are implementing.
Woo!
HB has already had a preview of it. They're going to run us through the ringer today.
Oh, yes.
And scale of 1 to 10, how difficult is it?
It's not difficult. It's just like anything. You just got to get used to it.
Can you give me a scale?
5.6.
So it'll be an 8 for me.
No, okay. You're fine. It's really, I'm looking at mine in a like programmer setting. So it's not going to look exactly how y'all, you know how I pull up logs and clocks and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at mine a little different than everybody else. But just looking at it from just the main scope of, okay, 6 a.m., Roger has his hands on the keys. How is this going to work? It'll be fine. I feel like just a couple trial runs. I think we'll be good.
Okay.
We're all pretty confident around here. It's just, you know, just got to figure it out.
All right, guys, a little history first. On this day in history, the first four-engine aircraft was built and flown. Igor Sikorsky from Russia.
I know that guy.
Credited. Yeah, Sikorsky. May have heard of a Sikorsky. What year do you think the first four-engine airplane made its debut,
oh,
HB?
Gosh. wait, year four yeah. engine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go 1898.
I think the Wright brothers were like 1904.
Don't think
so,
about that. No,
so
no.
that would be really tough.
No.
How about for you?
I was going early 19s as well. So let's go 1936.
1913. You're closer, but not by a lot.
I was right there. That's what I said.
You really weren't that far apart.
Exactly. Just a little too early. That's fine.
Trademark for Velcro registered on this day. In what year, Moose?
Ooh, 1902. Super early.
1902?
Yep.
That's flubber you're thinking of.
I wish.
I'm going to go, is there Velcro? I'm like 1945. Something like
58.
That. 58, okay.
And
it seems like it'll be around forever. There's nothing to it.
It does seem like yeah. it. It seems like it's very early, but I guess the 40s were a while ago. Fair. Just a little bit.
Watch it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was born in the 40s.
We all getting up there, man.
This is Paint It Black by the Rolling Stones. HB, this song was released in the UK on this day in what year?
I'm sorry.
72, 73.
Both terrible guesses. No, what is it? 69?
72?
66.
Ah.
I should almost give no point at all.
I don't think anybody deserves a point. There's no point. There's no point. Since I didn't get it, just no point.
Oh, that seems fair.
Oh,
Alright, he's already scared. Already got to take him away.
I got to be honest. I'm pretty terrible. How is it looking for birthdays for me? Is this the one that I can do okay in? Because, to be honest, Moose, I'm not that good.
Well, what's your expertise? What would be considered good for you?
I think you'll get three. You'll know three of them for sure.
We'll find out.
And there's eight, so.
Well, crap.
Yeah.
That doesn't.
This guy's an actor. He played Edward Cullen in The Twilight.
Robert Pattinson.
Ooh.
I don't know.
I'm going to give that to you.
That'll work.
Okay, good.
You feel like I'm not going to get that.
That's one I didn't think you were going to get.
Oh, hey.
I didn't see any Twilight movies. How old's Robert Pattinson today?
The Batman, as some would call him.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
That's right.
Honestly, didn't see those either.
He's a little younger than me. 440.
Bingo bango.
Hey, let's go. All right, let's go. That may be the only one I get.
I'm in the hole.
You better
already.
Get it going. You're
in
down 4-2, mister.
All right.
I haven't gotten a bingo bango in a while.
All right, this is one you will know.
I will.
Yes, 100%. There are people who have never heard anything that know this guy's music. That's how important he is.
Try not to look, Moose. I'm going to look at you.
Yeah, don't cheat.
Okay. Oh, Stevie Wonder.
Uh-oh.
Come on now.
Moose, you're in a hole.
I do decent with
get them hooves moving and dig out, baby.
Were you the one having to come back in and defend Stevie Wonder last week?
I think it was... Christian, they had a
who
debacle.
Has to defend oh, Stevie
you,
Wonder?
You didn't hear this whole debacle?
Where was it?
Oh,
on
dude,
the morning show?
It was
yes.
when you were gone last week.
Well, I definitely wasn't listening last week.
Oh, dude, Justin Moore was talking pretty crazy
about Stevie Wonder.
We all
is he outside
it.
Of his mind?
We lost our mind. It had me feeling some kind
Justin
of way.
Justin Moore, you don't like Stevie Wonder? What did he say about Stevie Wonder?
Oh, dude, you don't want
to. Oh my God, I'm about to be upset.
You should be. We were comparing takes. That may be one of the worst.
That may
takes
be a fireable offense.
Oh, dude. He was talking. He said he can't sing on key.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
said he's always sharp.
Oh!
I was throwing stuff in my office. It was bad. I had to text the guy and say, "Hey, it's you need to calm down."
It went from overrated to just being like, "No, he's bad."
Yeah, it was.
Like, it got. Yeah. It got
as bad. Justin once told me over a few vodkas on a golf course, I'm a professional. So listen, here's the deal. He hears it different than we do, maybe.
Nah, I don't care. You can have your opinion, but your opinion could be wrong.
I think lots of professionals insane. Find Stevie Wonder very good.
That's crazy. But I digress. We were ranting and raving down the hall about that. But yes, it's Stevie Wonder.
Wow.
But
all right, this is a long clip, but it's one of my favorites. This
wait,
man is
wait,
so...
Wait, we didn't do
oh, sorry, how old is Stevie today?
Is that me?
Yep.
Sure.
Because I'm about to price
you better
price
get it together,
so,
sir.
The price is right you so hard.
74.
75.
Yeah. 6.
Oh! I'll take the point. You should have said 75, man. I wanted to bingo.
This actor has been in a lot of great movies. But my favorite role... This guy could have had a spinoff. Probably should have. This character.
It's 30 minutes away. I'll be there in 10.
Oh, okay. I know that's Pulp Fiction.
Yep.
I know it's the wolf.
Yes.
Jimmy, right?
I can't
this
remember
is your
his name.
Sure is. I'm with the wolf.
Oh, my gosh.
I solve problems. Good.
You got one.
So I heard.
You're going to say it. It's going to piss me off.
I can't remember. Which make you Vincent. Let's get down to brass tacks, gentlemen.
Man.
If I was informed correctly,
Joe,
the clock is ticking. Is that right, Jimmy?
100%.
Your wife, Bonnie, comes home at 9:30 in the a.m. Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
Gotta have
I was led to believe if she comes home and finds us here, she wouldn't appreciate none too much.
She wouldn't that.
All right, that gives us 40 minutes to get the f*** out of Dodge. Which, if you do what I say, when I say, it should be plenty.
Now, you got a corpse in a car, minus a head in a garage. Take me to it.
It's a Harvey...
Harvey Keitel.
Dog it!
Oh! Oh! You needed that so bad.
Oh! Dog
it. You needed that so bad. Good for you.
Dang
stole
it.
Stole that. Thank you for the assist on that.
I know, right? You were right off the glass. Dang it.
All right. Well, how old is Harvey Keitel today, HB?
Harvey Keitel is... I'm going to go 80.
Right, dang it. I was going to one-up you, too, and I can't tell. All right, 81.
87. Moose, you're right back. 6'4".
Okay.
I wish I was. This guy's a singer. He used to be in a band, and he changed genres and
Darius Rucker.
Darius Rucker!
Get it? Good job.
Ooh, look out, wagon wheel. Come on, baby, with it. All right, Moose. How old's Darius Flippin' Rucker? Met him one time.
Nice guy.
Was it cool?
He didn't really talk to me. He was at a John Daly private event, and we hung around for a while. I guess we were like the only ones standing there still. There's like two of us after like 200 people being there.
You didn't call him Hootie, did you?
No.
Okay.
But he was walking back. I think he forgot something by the stage, and there was nobody else around. And I said, Darius, great show. And he's like, yeah, thanks. And he just kept moving. I was like,
hey, thanks, kid.
Yeah. I know, right? Tell you on your shoulder.
He didn't call me sport like Vince Vaughn did when I met him, but that's another story for another day.
Call you Tiger.
All right. How old is Darius Rucker today?
Let's
go. Tie things up, Mr. Man. Or maybe take the lead with a bingo bango.
50.
Oh, I'm 51.
You see my poker face? I give you nothing.
You didn't.
He's 60.
Oh, that'll work. Give me that.
This guy is, dare I say, more famous than Darius Rucker? Hard to believe, but I think it's right. I don't think I'm out of bounds for that. No pun intended.
Out of bounds.
If I could find his music, oh gosh.
Do we have any of his music in the system?
I'm sure we do.
As long as it's not Nelly, I think you'll find something.
That's his irrational hatred. He hates Nelly.
But you know what? As I've gotten older, my dislike isn't as strong because a lot of the rappers now are terrible.
Pour me another drink.
Guy's a singer and chair tosser.
Morgan Wallen.
Bobby Knight. Morgan Wallen, that's right. How old's Morgan Wallen today?
I got no clue. I'm the complete opposite of a Morgan Wallen fan. But
Justin
I know
Moore said he sings right in tune.
I know, right? Said, hey, turn that Stevie Wonder off. Put some Morgan Wallen on.
What?
Garbage is going on. I know he's younger than me. I'm just going to go 34.
I'm going to go 32.
Three, no point of order.
I didn't want to be a douche to you.
Man.
Dang it.
This guy's a starting.
I know.
That's called winning.
Fair.
Birthday
you're right.
Trivia.
You're right. Be cutthroat. Cutthroat.
I guess you don't want to win either. This guy's a starting quarterback in the NFL. He's a starting quarterback in the NFC. He's a starting quarterback in the NFC East. He's a starting quarterback for the New York Football Giants of the
Jackson Dart.
Exactly right. Moose, how old is Jackson Dart today?
Ooh, okay. 20.
By the way, it's tied at 7 all
of a
sudden.
Oh, nice.
23.
Bingo.
Oh!
Bingo.
Oh!
Huge comeback.
Oh!
He has taken the lead with
From
two to go.
Come on, baby.
This guy's a talk show host, but not for long.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Sinbad.
Stephen Colbert.
Ah, dog it.
How old is he today?
Stephen Colbert is 69 giggity.
68.
Oh my gosh, this is turning into a blubber. This is just like the game last night. You were right there in Minnesota.
Come on, man.
Wemby is just crushing you.
Dog it.
It's 11-7.
How did that happen?
And it comes down to this. This guy is known as much for his antics off the court as his great rebounding play.
Dennis Rodman.
That is correct, sir.
There you go.
Here's the only problem. You can't win.
Oh.
You can't win.
You don't get two for a bingo bango?
Yes, you do, but you'll lose 11-10.
Oh, come on. Give me a three-pointer. I actually have
from
one.
G.
Yes. Dennis Rodman is.
The only way, I'll give you a bonus point if you get a bingo bango. A bonus point opportunity.
Okay. Dennis Rodman. I'm trying to think.
This could be very dramatic.
It is.
But you have to get this right.
Okay. Dennis Rodman is 60. I'm going to go too old. He's 67.
No.
Dang it.
66.
He's 65.
No! Oh, come on.
Hashtag what, Moose?
Undefeated.
#2-0. #2-0.
You know what? I'm not mad at this.
#2-0. Very good battle. It was good, boys. All right, we went two segments already, so now we got to really get the break and hustle.
Oh, gosh.
When we come back, we've got what the hell and... We will play, we'll do a little What's on Tap, what's going on tonight. So, got to hit a break, and I got 19 things I got to do that I'm not going to have time to do. But you know what? We live and we learn. But that was really fun, and I don't care. It's for the good of the show, the good of the show. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I do want to tell you about Alan LaVar. He is coming in studio tomorrow. So be prepared. If you have any legal questions, I'm talking to you, Moose. If you have any legal questions tomorrow, Alan LaVar will be here to answer them, especially if they're related to car wrecking. So people wrecking into you, I reckon you better call Alan LaVar. That's all I can tell you. Actually, that would be a nice catchphrase. Alan, nice. Feel free to use that. I'm an idea guy. That's what I do. I'm an idea guy. Yeah. If you are hurt in a car, call LaVar. That's also catchy, and it fits his name into it. But I would say if you are in a wrecking, I reckon you better call Alan LaVar. For three decades, they've been fielding calls from their fellow Arkansans and hearing their stories about what happened and talking about how they were wrong. And you'll talk to real Arkansas lawyers who know Arkansas, not some call center in the middle of nowhere. They deal with insurance companies so you don't have to, and if you can't get to them, they're going to come to you. Sometimes you get hurt, unfortunately, and they need to come and see you at your place, and they'd be happy to do it. Your consultation does not cost anything. It's confidential, and there's no fee unless they win, and they win a lot. So call the ones that do. For 30 years, they've been doing it. Hurt in a car, call LaVar. I'm going to try that other one on tomorrow. Arkansas strong for 30 years and ready when you need them. LaVar Law, injury and accident lawyers. They're Arkansas built. They're Arkansas trusted. We're back with two great segments in one in the zone after this.
Catch the Buzz's ticker on our social media platform presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, your pool and spa chemical headquarters. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
This is SportsCenter.
There was one NBA playoff game last night, seeing the San Antonio Spurs beat the Minnesota Timberwolves by almost 30, winning 126-97. After being ejected in their last game and avoiding further discipline, Victor Wembanyama stuffed the stats for the Spurs with 27 points, 17 rebounds, 5 assists, and 3 blocks. San Antonio leads that series 3-2. Only one game on the slate tonight as well. The Detroit Pistons take on the Cleveland Cavaliers in Detroit. That game tips off at 7 on ESPN. In other NBA news, the Philadelphia 76ers are on to a new process. They parted ways with President of Basketball Operations Daryl Morey. The Sixers failed to get past the second round of the playoffs in any of his 6 seasons at the helm. I'm Moose for the Buzz Radio Network.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports apps are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local,
making BetSaracen the only real local app.
I'm still Arkansans' fan fave.
Plus, BetSaracen is still the official sports betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
BetSaracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansas.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with BetSaracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Get in the conversation with live fan feedback at 1037thebuzz.com. Presented on the Zone by Rainbow Restoration. When the unthinkable happens to your home or business, damage from water, smoke, fire, or mold, let Rainbow Restoration make you whole again. RainbowRestores.com. They restore, you recover.
We got the big deals at the big lot.
Steve, I think it's time to clean out our used car inventory, so we're slashing prices on everything from 4Runners, Wranglers, Broncos, F-150s, and more. Right now, we're doing sales tax paid on all pre-owned vehicles, and I've talked to the banks, and they are saying yes to zero down.
We'll clear these vehicles out fast, so folks, don't waste time. The best will go first.
Come see us today at the Big Lot, Chris Crane, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Alcoa Road, and Benton.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. It's Wednesday. Rick Schaefer and I will be joined by Neil Atkinson from Bet Saracen. Go around the horn with Kevin Bohannon, thanks to the Central Arkansas Chevy dealers. Chat with Bart Reed, thanks to Martin Orthopedics. And talk with NFL agent and guru, Chris Turnage. Tune in from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
You are
are back in the zone, coming to you live from the Oaklawn Hot Spring Studio.
All right, we're going to have a very, very quick segment here. We're going to do What's on Tap momentarily, and then we're going to come back and do What the Hell at the very end here today, and we'll get as much as we can in on that one. There's a Boats and Bucks giveaway going on right now at Oaklawn, and coming up on the 23rd of May, they are doing a big giveaway. It's a brand new Barletta party barge and trailer from Futural Marine. So play your way at Oaklawn and come join the fun. Head on down there and visit oaklawn.com for more information. Of course, it's 24/7 and it's smoke-free, which I really, really appreciate. 24/7 smoke-free, over 1,500 slots, live table games, blackjack, roulette, craps, baccarat, or baccarat, if you prefer.
If you fancy.
Sawyer Brown's coming to town July 17th. You can buy your tickets at oaklawn.com, and apparently they are quite great in concert. There's also free valet for the Bugler and the Oak Room. They are obviously serving up delicious food even in the non-racing portion of the year. And the Astral Spa, award-winning and outstanding. Get down there and have some fun at Oaklawn. You can find out all the things you need to know at oaklawn.com.
What's on tap?
Uh-oh. Why is it on the same page? That's my bad. Let's try that again.
What's on tap? Biggest sporting events each day is brought to you by Flyway Brewing. With locations in Argenta, Breckenridge Village, Memphis, and Fayetteville. For more info, go to flywaybrewing.com. Fresh beer starts there. Follow the migration.
All right, if you are a cycling fan, and I normally only watch the Tour de France, but it's really all about Italy this week because you've got the Giro d'Italia. Stage 5 today. You missed it because it was on at 4:30 on True TV, but I guarantee it'll be on again tomorrow morning. Hey! Tomorrow morning on True TV as well, if you like to watch people ride bikes in the rain, which they were this morning.
Mamma mia, that's the fastest cycle.
That's right. We had tennis over there, too. The Italian Open is going on the Tennis Channel, and it's happening right now as we speak, in case you're interested in watching that. We got the French Open coming up right down the road. I do love the Roland Garros. Major League Baseball day today, and there's already a game underway. Dodgers and the Giants tonight on the MLB Network. And
I think I saw the Dodgers have lost four straight for the first time in a long time, and all by four runs.
They're struggling. Basketball tonight, of course, Cleveland-Detroit's on ESPN, 7 o'clock. Oh, and the WNBA. I know y'all been chomping at the bit to get that information. That's also available at 7 o'clock on USA, as is the 9:30 game, which my dad Frank will be locked in on because the Indiana Fever are playing against the Los Angeles, whatever they are. And Caitlin Clark will be on the court. My dad's a huge, huge fan. On the Buzz tonight, which is, this is Wednesday, right? Travelers are playing against Northwest Arkansas, lost yesterday. They're in the thick of it, though. 6:50 pregame on Buzz 2. And you can catch From the Shortgrass tonight at 7 on Buzz 2. That can't be right because we got the Travelers. We'll play it at 5:30 tomorrow morning, though, on the Buzz. Or on Friday morning, excuse me. Friday morning. So don't miss it. Trey Schaap with another compelling golf podcast. All right, we're going to hit a break, come back, and wrap it up on the other side. Oof, that wasn't quite quick enough, but I needed it to be. 12:53.
Get in the conversation with Live Fan Feedback at 1037thebuzz.com. Presented on the Zone by Rainbow Restoration. When the unthinkable happens to your home or business, damage from water, smoke, fire, or mold, let Rainbow Restoration make you whole again. RainbowRestores.com. They restore, you recover.
Oaklawn is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the Luxury Hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes 4-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar. All before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, Buzz listeners. It's Chris Zender here, General Manager at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep, and I've got some exciting news. If you've been thinking about upgrading your ride, now is the time. Right now, get no payments for 90 days plus 0% financing on select new Rams and heavy duties and Wranglers, Gladiators, Durangos, Pacificas, and Grand Cherokee models, all with available 0%. Need a new truck? We've got up to $12,000 off plus 72 months at 2.9. If you're looking for a family vehicle, we got $7,000 off the all-new Voyager. Plus, drive home in a new Compass with rates as low as 1.9% for 72 months. And listen to this. We're paying more for trades than ever before, even if you don't buy from us. We need the inventory, and we're going to pass that money on to you. Inventory's moving fast on the new, and these offers will not last long. Come see us today on Warden Road in Sherwood or shop online at FletcherDeals.com and get pre-approved in minutes at FletcherCredit.com.
This is Pat Bradley, and if you haven't been to Wood Grill Buffet in Benton, well, what are you waiting for? The Wood Grill Buffet was just rated the top buffet in Arkansas and the 15th best in the U.S. by a national organization as featured on KARK. Over 200 items, huge meat bar, salad bar, hot food bar, and the sweetest dessert you've ever seen. Open Thursday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Exit 118 in Benton. Come one, come all, come hungry.
Chris Kane joins Morning Mayhem each Monday to mix it up with the guys. Chris Kane on Morning Mayhem is presented by Trader Bills. Trader Bills, your one-stop shop for all things lake.
Burroughs and Mr. Frank's is a long-standing iconic luxury eyewear shop in the Heights. They are family-owned and operated opticians that feature high-end designer eyewear that you can't find anywhere else. And when I talk about big-time brands, listen to this. Cartier, Gucci, Salt and State Optical. Plus, they have all their lenses from high-tech lens crafters Zeiss. They make lenses for cameras, telescopes, microscopes, and yes, glasses. Burroughs brings a family atmosphere and super service to take care of everything. Find them at 5901 R Street in the Heights.
You are back in the zone, coming to you live from the Oaklawn Hot Spring Studio.
Get a good feeling. All right, it is 12:56. We're going to be rapid fire. We're going to save what the hell for tomorrow because A, we don't have time. B, it's not sponsored. So if you want to sponsor, we can make sure it runs every single time on Wednesday. So it's going to be a what the hell Thursday tomorrow, Moose. So we'll look forward to that. FanDuel in partnership with Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort, now available here in Arkansas, as you know. FanDuel is also giving you great payouts on same-game parlays all NBA playoffs long, including tonight's game with Cleveland and Detroit, a pivotal Game 5. With more ways to build in more value every time you play, you can stack your picks your way for every game, every matchup, every moment. FanDuel in Arkansas has you covered from spreads to player points to threes and more. Build it all into one same-game parlay and go for bigger payouts. If you're betting same-game parlays this NBA season, bet them on FanDuel. Head to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. FanDuel, an official partner of the NBA and Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort. Wes Moore is back in the saddle today, and Out of Bounds is coming up next. What's up?
1:30, Kevin Bohannon will join us with a preview of Arkansas, Kentucky, and day one of the high school baseball state tournament, which begins tomorrow. 2:10, we have Anthony Christensen, Arkansas Democrat Gazette. He has been closely following the NBA Draft Combine. We'll get his thoughts on how the four Razorbacks have been doing. And at 2:30, Stephen Davis. Plus, we are drawing golfers for the PGA Championship. We got tickets to give away to the Simmons Bank Championship.
Ah, that's a good prize. Very good. Excelente. All right, stay tuned for Out of Bounds. Coming up next, Moose, great job, 2-0 in birthday trivia. Good work. He may end his career undefeated, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes tomorrow. Every day is a new day. We're back in the studio tomorrow, so don't miss out. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, Heath Boothby here on the lot at Crane Hyundai of Little Rock off Colonel Glenn. We are rolling into summer, and that means great savings. We have Tucson's and Santa Fe's at 0% financing for up to 60 months. Hey, you want big savings and great gas mileage? We have $3,000 off all new Elantras, cars that get over 40 miles to the gallon. Come see why me and my team are Little Rock's number one choice for sales and service here off Colonel Glenn, Crane Hyundai of Little Rock. Visit us online at CraneHyundaiOfLittleRock.com.